America weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
It is always great to check in with our man on the West Coast. He is the one and only Lloyd Lindsay Young. Lloyd, welcome back to the show.
I'm thrilled to be here and hello, America. And Kara, it's great to meet you. I'd love to meet you in person. I just met Ed in person recently.
I know. We'll have to make that happen.
You got to come back to New York, Lloyd, so you can meet Kara.
You know what? We're going into the winter. How about we go to Cali?
There you go.
That
we'll come out and see you. Little Bay Area junket.
The Bay Area, sure.
Yes, very nice. All right. It's that time of the year where the days, they're getting shorter. The nights, they're getting longer. But no, it's not just Mother Nature to blame. Lloyd says we blame it on daylight savings time. Do you not?
Oh, I definitely do. Yeah. And to be a little bit political here, I think former President George Bush Jr., inaugurated this 8 months and 4 months. Now, in the state of Arizona, there's no daylight time. I think Indiana is split. It does not exist in Alaska or Hawaii.
This is so confusing.
Daylight savings time is fake.
Ooh.
Another reason I don't like it, in the summer, when it's hot, and if you have to go to bed early, it makes it seem hot later. But the big thing, this morning, for example, I went out and got some coffee around, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and it was barely dawning. And here's these kids standing on corners waiting for school buses in the black dark. And that's kind of unsafe.
Absolutely.
You know?
My 17-year-old brother-in-law lives with us, and I had to send him to school in the dark.
Her 17-year-old brother-in-law lives with them, and off he goes to school in the darkness. That's not good.
No, it's not good. And also, you know, there's some people that say, all right, if we're going to do daylight savings time, let's have it all year round. You know, there's some thought to that. I mean, but frankly, I would love to see it. I think daylight savings time was a great thing maybe 50, 60 years ago. It was more practical when it helped the farming industry out.
Yes.
But it's fake. It's phony. You guys, nobody emailed the sun that we're changing our clocks.
No. See, that's the whole thing. We are cheating Mother Nature, and Mother Nature, I think, is going to get quite upset with us after a while about this whole thing.
Yeah.
And you know what the saddest night of the year is for me? When we have to turn the clocks back in the fall, and all of a sudden, it gets darker sooner. See, again, I tend to like daylight savings time, but then when we lose it, it's too much emotional stress for me. Seriously.
Oh, see, I enjoy the fall back. I like
November,
the extra hour of
sleep.
The
New York City sunset will be about 5:20, 5:30, you know.
Yeah, and then we get to like early December, and it's getting dark at 20 after 3 in the afternoon. I don't like, but the good thing is, and Kara just mentioned this, it does stay darker a little bit later. So if you're a late sleeper, that's more sack time with some darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's true. And how about the people that live way up in Bangor, Maine, and Portland, Maine? When listen to this. The official sunset in Houlton, Maine, which is on the Canadian border, is 3:43 p.m.
That's ridiculous.
What?
That's ungodly. Oh, my. That's when, if I lived there, I would have to be on so much medication to keep me happy. Because I could not handle that. That's too much. No wonder why those people are sad.
You go to work in the dark, and you come home in the dark.
See, that's terrible. That what an awful existence. And the only light you see in your life is when you stare out the window from your cubicle in your little office job. That's not good.
Providing you have a window.
So let me ask both of you fine people. So, Kara, are you for or against daylight time right now?
I think I would say I'm against it, honestly. Like you said, it's, you know, it's a lot of effort, and I know that they've also done studies that say that the daylight savings time actually, you're more likely to have a heart attack in the days after daylight saving time because your body, that 1 hour messes with your body and your sleep schedule so much that they have, they see an uptick in heart attacks after, and it's like,
you're scaring me.
No, but
see, I thought I was just, I had the blues when it gets dark early. You're going to kill me.
When all of a sudden we go back to daylight time, tragically, is the most deadly morning for heart attacks because 1 hour doesn't sound like much, but it's such a slap in the face.
Yes,
you know?
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Well,
so the other thing that's been bugging me,
yes,
and we had a tragic example out here. We had a tour bus that was returning from an Indian casino on the Salton Sea, which is near Palm Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, this tour bus loaded with, 30 or 40 people, rear-ended a big 18-wheeler, and 13 people died.
Wow.
So, the question is, no seat belts. And the authorities say had there been seat belts, the situation wouldn't have been quite as tragic. But another issue, our most valuable assets are our children,
mm-hmm.
the future.
Absolutely.
School, if the seat belt laws are so strict for us adults, how is it that you can cram 50 kids on a school bus and not require them to wear seatbelts?
That's an excellent point, and I've always thought that. And how many times have we seen the dash cam turned backwards video of these tragic accidents where you have these kids and even tourists being thrown around buses like rag dolls?
Exactly.
And the situation here in California recently, it's true. Why not?
Okay, now wait. I have, in my experience, we've had, since I was in grade school, I think I was in the fourth grade when my school bus got seatbelts. They were present, but it wasn't law that you had to wear them. And mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever been on a commuter or a tour bus that did not have seatbelts. So is
right.
it that they're not present, or is it that people are not using them?
I think it's mainly they're not present, and if they
are they
present,
not present,
they're
out
not
there?
Using them.
They...
And then there's the subject of Amtrak. Look at this horrible train crash.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
In the last 6 months or
right.
I forget exactly. Philadelphia, that commuter train.
Yes.
Right.
Had some of those passengers had seatbelts on, the injury and death toll would have been much lower.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. And you talk about the school buses as well. There's no enforcement of as to who sits where. You've got three kids piled into a seat because one is looking at YouTube, and so everybody's crammed in. You got kids walking around on these buses as these buses are in motion.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need a little bit more enforcement and a little bit more behavior control on some of these school buses as well. Usually you just have a driver. You don't really have a bus matron anymore, and the driver's not going to be concerned with what's going on behind him because he's too busy trying to look at what's going on the road right now.
He better.
He has to, of course, but it's true. You would think the biggest thing, we get all these PSAs, get the right car seat for your baby, your infant needs to be protected,
right.
your child needs to be in the right position of the car, but once that child gets 5 years old and gets on that kindergarten school bus, cross your fingers and hope because you don't know what the hell is going to happen.
I would guarantee you
yes.
the majority of school buses in the United States do not have seat belts.
No, I don't think they do.
I think it was a state thing in New Jersey that they made them present, but they didn't necessarily, it wasn't until much later that they mm-hmm. made it a law. I think that now the kids
yeah,
are supposed
no
to wear them.
There's no federal mandate
no.
to have seat belts on school buses.
No.
I think, Kara, the New Jersey situation is an exception to the rule because I
that
feel
sounds about
that
right for New
least,
Jersey.
Yeah.
What's that? I love New Jersey.
I do, too. No, believe me, I'm a Jersey girl born and raised. It's my home, but there's always an exception.
Well, when I was working in New York City Television, I commuted in from New Jersey.
Right.
But that's great. But still, the majority of the country
you're right.
does not require seatbelts mm-hmm.
on school buses.
Right.
You're right, absolutely.
Or tour buses, or Amtrak, or Greyhound.
No, yeah, I've never seen a... I don't think I've ever seen a seatbelt on a train, on any commuter train.
How about that? Yeah, we've had in New Jersey, there have been several issues of New Jersey Transit, that's the public transit agency
system.
In New Jersey, of bus accidents. One,
yes.
Lloyd, there was an issue about 3-4 months ago where two New Jersey Transit buses were involved in the same accident. One T-boned another in downtown Newark, and people were thrown all over the place in these buses. How about having seatbelts on these buses as well? You get on to jump on a bus, even if it's to go a mile, latch the seatbelt. And you know what? Just like if you're in your car and you hear this tone go off, if your belt's not buckled, there's going to be this loud noise in the bus or on the train. Buckle your seatbelt
mm-hmm.
so we can proceed with the journey. So,
well, look, I think it's a thing that's way overdue.
Yeah.
Way overdue. We have to make it happen.
Yes, Very much so. And, you know, we talk about, you know, protecting our children in so many different ways. This is the easiest and the most basic, because when you send them off on the school bus, you say a little prayer every day anyway. You at least want to increase the chances that they're going to come home as safe as possible. So,
of course. Mm-hmm.
All right. So there we go. So we covered two worthwhile subjects.
Yes.
You know what? We took care of the seatbelts. We're gonna eradicate daylight savings time. The scourge
from
the world will
America's
be eradicated.
Problems
See,
one at a time.
We are taking these issues one by one. Lloyd, as always, what a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank
well,
you,
Karen,
Lloyd.
Great to meet you on the phone. And
yes.
Ed, as always, it's a pleasure to be on American Weekend. And, you know, I am your West Coast guy.
Yes.
That's it.
And I'm
going to
get, from now on, yes, meteorology is my passion, but I'm a very passionate person about other subjects, too.
All right. And we will explore
just
every single one.
Don't ask me about. There's two issues I don't want to discuss, religion and politics.
Good, there
okay.
you go.
Away from those, and we will be A+.
That's why we're not Limbaugh. That's why we're not Hannity. And that's why this is the new age of talk radio, ladies and gentlemen. Redeveloping, refining the medium as we speak.
There
no
you
politics
go.
Here. All right. Stay with
us. Hey, I've had a lot of fun. Thanks for having me.
All right, Lloyd. It's always a pleasure. Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.